Thank you and good afternoon. The county search and rescue team have concluded the search for a missing 27-year-old man who had been missing since Monday night near the Trinity River near Big Rock after the victim was found dead this afternoon. Two men who were with the victim reported that he had jumped into the fast-moving river and immediately called for help because of the strong current. The two surviving men said they jumped into the river to help their friend, but were unable to do so because of the current. They last saw the man on his back attempting to swim against the current before he went under and did not resurface. The search for the victim went on for most of Monday night and continued into today, when citizens assisting in the search located the man's body in the Trinity River near the rodeo grounds in Hoopa. The name of the victim is being withheld at this time. Monday morning, sheriff's deputies were called to a transient encampment near the Highway 101 southbound off-ramp in Garberville regarding an assault. Deputies responded to the encampment, better known as Hippie Hill, and a 70-year-old male victim told deputies that 37-year-old Joseph DeWitt was being hostile, physical, and aggressive, which led to the victim using pepper spray. DeWitt then grabbed a frying pan and struck the victim several times in the back of his head. DeWitt fled the scene prior to deputies arriving, but was quickly located at the intersection of Locust and Conger Street. DeWitt was booked into county jail for battery, causing serious bodily injury. Saturday morning, sheriff's deputies were called to the 300 block of Boy Scout Camp Road in Myers Flat after receiving a call from an assault victim. Upon arrival, deputies contacted the 44-year-old male victim, who told deputies that while inside his trailer, 24-year-old Gage Morris came to his property exhibiting bizarre behavior. That's when Morris pulled back the curtain door and threw a rock at the victim, causing a laceration over the victim's left eye. Morris and the victim have had multiple run-ins in the past, and the victim is currently in the process of obtaining a restraining order against him. A California Highway Patrol officer who had arrived to assist sheriff's deputies located Morris walking on a street in Myers Flat near the freeway, and Morris was subsequently arrested. Morris was booked into county jail for assault with a deadly weapon. Today, the Fortuna Police Department released the final results from the special enforcement period for the Avoid the 8 DUI campaign during Memorial Day weekend. The Fortuna Police Department is the coordinating agency for the campaign, and from May 22nd until midnight on Monday, 16 residents were arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs. That same Memorial Day holiday weekend period last year, the numbers were actually smaller compared to this past weekend, as 12 were arrested last year. The next Avoid the 8 campaign enforcement effort will be during the Independence Day holiday period, and they will also have an 18-day campaign starting in August and going into Labor Day weekend. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. This Friday, Congressman Jared Huffman will visit Humboldt County once again to hold a public marijuana policy forum with Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. The forum will be held at the Redwood Playhouse in Garberville, where Huffman and Newsom will meet with numerous groups including local government, marijuana advocates, and law enforcement to explore concepts for a framework for marijuana post-legalization. Huffman made two stops in Humboldt County last Friday as well, as he met with the Six Rivers National Forest leadership and fire crews at Azalea Hall in McKinleyville, and afterwards toured the Coast Guard Air Station Humboldt Bay Sector. Drivers should be aware of work being done over the summer on Highway 299. Dan Squire has more.
For travelers planning on heading east on Highway 299 this summer, be prepared for traffic delays at Buckhorn Summit. Work crews will be out on the highway throughout the summer months, and delays of 30 minutes could affect driving times over the next 2 weeks. Travelers using 299 should also be prepared for traffic delays of more than an hour as work continues to stabilize the roadway between Weaverville and Redding, as well as between Arcata and Weaverville. Check road conditions before you set out.
Thank you, Dan. The City of Eureka and the City Council will host a general plan update study session on Thursday from 4 until 7 p.m. in Council Chambers. Discussion will revolve around potential land use changes for economic development projects, as well as the conservation of coastal parcels for uses other than coastal-dependent businesses. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.